The man accused of trying to blow up American Airlines Flight 63 from Paris to Miami last December, Richard Reed, plans to plead guilty to all 8 charges against him. Reed is accused of attempting to blow up the plane with explosives in his shoes. Among the charges against him, attempting use of a weapon of mass destruction and attempted murder. The flight was safely diverted to Boston after a flight attendant noticed that Reed was trying to light his shoes with a match. He was overpowered with the aid of passengers. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following the case, and she joins us now from Boston. Tovia, presumably prosecutors were not making any kind of deal with Richard Reed, so why did he decide to plead guilty?
Well, you're right. There is no deal, and that does make this surprising. You don't usually see a defendant facing life in prison ready to plead guilty without a deal in hand. But in this case, it might make some sense for a few reasons. First of all, prosecutors did have a pretty solid case against Reed with the working explosives that they say they found in his shoes, the witnesses who say they saw him trying to light them, and emails and statements from Reed himself allegedly talking about why he wanted to attack America. So Reed had to understand that he would probably go through a whole trial only to be found guilty. And his attorneys say he was really worried about how the publicity around the trial would affect his family. His mother, who he's apparently close to, has already been hounded by the British press, and Reed was concerned that would get worse. Another factor here, according to a source close to the defense, is that Reed did not think he was going to get anything from the government if he did try to make a deal. They figured probably correctly that this is such a serious crime committed in such a hot political climate that prosecutors would be loath to cut Reed any kind of a break.
Reed's lawyers say there is something that he would like to see happen from the judge. Would you remind us what that is?
Yes. A while back, Reed's attorneys asked the judge to remove language in the indictment alleging that Reed received training from Al-Qaeda. They say that that was prejudicial and inflammatory and completely superfluous to the larger point of whether Reed is guilty of attempted murder, for example. The judge did indicate that he might be sympathetic to that argument closer to the time of trial.
So is Reed saying that he did not train with Al-Qaeda?
No, he's not saying he didn't train with Al-Qaeda, and he's not saying that he did. He's just saying that he doesn't want that language in the indictment. But a source close to the defense says that Reed does intend to plead guilty whether or not the Al-Qaeda reference is struck from the indictment.
Tovia, it may be a bit premature to talk about the sentencing phase here, but does Reed think that in exchange for this plea he might receive some favorable treatment?
Well, as prosecutors put it, even under the minimum sentence on the 8 counts, Reed is still looking at more than 360 years in prison. But sources close to Reed tell me that he was hoping he might get some leniency in where he serves his time. He's apparently hoping to spend part of his term in Britain, that's closer to his family.
Well, thank you very much, Tovia.
Thank you.
NPR's Tovia Smith speaking to us from Boston.